Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I had a meeting. I was in a meeting this morning. Met a lovely man. What's your position on a firm handshake?
Oh, I like one.
I like a firm handshake.
Mm-hmm.
We've definitely discussed the firm handshake, the matter of the firm handshake before. I was raised, I'll never forget, in secondary school, the principal in secondary school, he had a mild obsession about the handshake. He always insisted that we all, he didn't care about things like, I don't know, geography or honours level maths, but he insisted that we left school, that we graduate or finish the Leaving Cert with an understanding of how important it is for a man to have a firm handshake.
I think it's equally important for a lady, frankly. A woman, you might say.
Fair, yeah. I think there are some men, though, and for a long time, certainly in my 20s, I would have had a sort of, as you're going in for the shake, don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Don't miss.
No.
Make sure that the armpit of your thumb.
Uh-huh.
What's that? I'm sure
the webbing between your thumb and your forefinger.
Yeah, the wobble.
Yeah, that bit.
That bit there. What was the thing they used to have about Annie McBeal? What's that thing? The thing that the turkey has?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, you know what? Text us 0874-100-102. You're in this conversation as well, by the way. You know that thing that your man used to have a thing about the
waddle? Gels down here.
The waddle? Was it a waddle? Your man and Annie McBeal had a thing about this thing, this little wobbly bit of flesh under the chin.
Right.
Similar, the little bit of flesh, I'm sure there's a word for it, that little bit that connects your pointy finger with your thumb, that little webby bit. So you want that little webby bit to connect.
Mm.
You don't want to miss that.
No.
You want that getting in there.
Nothing worse than the other person going in first and getting just your fingers.
Awful.
There's no way of giving a good handshake when someone's grabbed just your fingers.
No, they're just they're milking your hand as if it were the udder of a cow.
Somebody's saying, is it the gizzard?
The gizzard
and the under your chin thing.
No, it was a waddle. I think it is. A woggle? No, a woggle is a scout's thing, isn't it? Come on, Ally McBeal fans, don't let me down. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's the thing there, it's got to connect. And there's nothing worse than knowing you're looking. So as you're going in for the handshake, you're staring at his or her hand, so that you know you're making that connection, that you're docking firmly for a solid handshake. And for my younger adult years, I used to be kind of, I'm giving a handshake here. You want? Oh yeah, you wanted a handshake, yeah? Oh yeah, you wanted a handshake? Well, you're getting a handshake. And I'll go hard on that handshake.
Some people don't grow out of that. Keith Wood, former Ireland captain rugby.
Oh, you've worked with all these on off the ball.
A.K.A. Fester. Not a small man. Bigger than me, certainly.
Come on, name and shame the best and worst handshakes you've had in the world of sport.
I've got a best and worst. I don't know if I would call Keith Woods the best, because he would inflict pain on you and he knew he was going to inflict pain
on
you.
That's ridiculous, though. I didn't do that. But I go for a hard handshake, harder than I ought.
Nobody shakes harder
than Woody.
Than Woody. No, he's left a trail of injured hands in his wake, to the point where I got used to his method. And after a while, before we'd shake hands, I'd say, if you do this again,
there's no need for this.
I'm going to kick you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick you. I mean, he'd win the fight, ultimately.
If you try and kick Keith Wood, he kicks you back, you're a dead man.
Yeah, exactly. You're not walking out of there.
He's your best, obviously.
I'm going to say he's the best. The hardest, certainly.
Right.
I can't give a name, but I will say...
come on!
No, I will
What's the point in doing this bit, then? You're chicken. He's already chicken.
I'll give you some clues.
Okay.
This person was a man. He was the leader of a very large sporting organisation in this country... for a number of years. I don't think he's in that position any longer.
You better leave it at that.
But,
Leave it at that. Because if you get too specific, you can get done for it. But tell us about the handshake.
It was everything you don't want in a handshake. And I've been warned specifically beforehand by a colleague and said,
be careful.
When it comes to the handshake, don't react, okay? It's going to be weird, just don't react.
Like just grabbing a bunch of seaweed.
Exactly.
Fresh
that.
Out of the water.
Yeah, or like a slice of bread that had been under a running tap for 5 minutes. It was deeply... you can't
soggy.
Understand how unpleasant that experience is. And
soggy.
He gives that experience to people many times a day.
Ah, stop that.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
It's a funny thing, though. As I've gotten older, I've noticed that you can go, obviously limp is the worst. So that's the biggest offender, limp and slightly off kilter is the worst. Grabbing fingers or that kind of thing. Or even just placing your hand in someone else's for a handshake and then doing nothing with it.
Oh, no.
Just leaving it there for them to do something. That's awful. Don't do that. But then equally, too much of a handshake. The person who I shook hands with earlier, I was like, this is a little too much.
As in too long or too hard?
No, it's just too, a little too hard. You gotta read the room. You gotta read your shakey in terms of how much they're willing to give and only give just a little, maybe 2% more. You go 10, 12%, you're going too hard. Like yeah. Keith Wood. Keith Wood goes too, he just goes too hard.
Come on, Woody.
Come on, Woody.
Cop on, Woody.
Guys, cop on.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.